Welcome, pioneers of the future and leaders of today. Step into our holographic sphere of imagination, where ideas get a digital heartbeat and become living entities of success. Standing with you at the heart of this virtual landscape are two stalwarts, your guides for this deep dive into the digital depths of industry titans, Eric and Phil. Eric, a seasoned tech-savvy strategist, and Phil, the mastermind of algorithms and streamlined processes. Together, they help build the towering digital empires you admire, the innovators and disruptors that have set the gold standard in the industry. Now, what if I told you that the very secret that fuels these industry giants are within your reach? That the digitization of ideas, which they masterfully deploy, could be harnessed by you, the fearless pioneers of the SME world? Yes, you heard it right. Here on Burnt Phone Marketing Radio with Eric and Phil, we decode the secret algorithm that's been the silent powerhouse behind the most successful entities. We bring insights from navigating the pulsating data highways and deconstructing technological obstacles. It's not just about dreaming anymore. It's about transforming those dreams into tangible realities. We equip you with the knowledge to make that leap, just as we've done with numerous successful businesses. So prepare for a journey that has the power not just to revolutionize your digital enterprises, but to reshape the very contours of the industry itself. Ladies and gentlemen, with Eric and Phil, let's code your dreams into tomorrow's reality. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing Radio.
And today we're going to actually talk about, you know, Phil just actually wrote a book. So at the end of this, we're going to give you the access to it. You'll be able to drop a link. We'll drop a link and you'll be able to download the full book. But today we're going to actually go over one of the chapters, kind of a high level chapter on what it is. The book is actually called, this is an automation website. The book is actually called Automate Like a Pro. So super excited for this. Phil went through and built out a whole book for you to run through your automation. But today we're kind of go over an overview of why automation is important and the things you can do. So basically the chapter is why automation rocks. And one thing that's really cool about this book is once you start to read through the book, one thing that I like is like a Grant Cardone and Dan Martell and a lot of these people, they've created books and they wrote books, and at every chapter they either have action steps or a quiz. And Phil did the exact same thing. So when you read the book, you'll be able to absorb it and understand what is going on. But at the end, you'll actually take a quiz that basically says, you know, how proficient are you in that chapter? So he gives you check marks, and I'm really excited for this book to launch. And it's really just a simple book, but it's all about automation. So today we're going to talk about why automation rocks. And I'm going to actually turn it over to Phil for a little bit. We're not going to go deep into the chapter. We're going to go a little bit of high level on what it is. But if you want the book at the end, just we will drop that in the show notes. So you will get access to the entire book. We'll be going through a five or six chapter series on why automation rocks and about the book. So Phil, welcome to the show. Phil, take it over.
Awesome. Well, I mean, the first thing is I should preface it with, you know, right now the buzzword is AI, but if you look behind the scenes on AI, it means I want to automate my business using something like AI, right? And automation has been around for a while. A lot of large companies have been automating for years. You know, you can call it integrations, you can call it software development and put things in place to make you work faster, more efficiently within whatever department you work in at a company. And what I did is put together just a short book that kind of goes over what is automation, how can you use it, what are the ways to implement it, and how do you scale once you implement it, right? And the first chapter basically is why automation rocks. And it's really simple. You know, automation is efficiency on steroids. You know, you think about a task that takes you an hour and you automate it, and now it just takes 5 minutes. So you've just gained 55 minutes back from what that one task was going to take you to do. Now multiply that by however many employees you have in your business, and you get a lot of time back, right? and not only just getting your time back and making it faster, but you're giving it to a computer that is extremely logical, right? So these tasks that are repetitive, that are mundane, that you do over and over every day, that really don't take any thought, but they take up a lot of your time, you can use the computer to do this more efficiently. And it's also more accurate. It does it with less human error. You know, you set it one time and it does that same task that same way every time. And that also leads into consistency. It does it the same way, right? So you're not getting five different people doing one task five different ways. You're getting one computer system doing the same task the same way every time, so that you can get quality metrics off of that. If it's something that you report on, you can get a good reporting off of that because you have a consistent set of data that's done the same way. You don't have to factor in the variability. Your employees are going to love you for it, right? They're going to be like, I don't have to do this. I can be more creative. I can be more purposeful, right? You know, in these days, employees don't just want to do mundane tasks all day long and then go home. They want to do something that has a purpose. They want to feel like they are doing something with meaning, right? So this will help them do that. It takes the mundane tasks out of the way. The ones that can be automated, the ones that they don't need to think about, they just do it the same way every day, automate those guys. Let your employees be creative. That's what they want to do, right? And it's cost effective. You know, again, you may have a situation where you've hired someone to do just data entry, and that data entry can be automated. So you may not need to use them for the data entry, or you may not need to use them at all. I mean, let's just be real. Business is business. You may not need a staff of 20 people if you do go through automation, and then you can just take your top 10 high performers and help and have them help you run the business. So then you possibly could have eliminated some staff or redirected them to some other area where it's most needed. So, I mean, and I put in a simple, really simple example in this chapter to give you kind of an idea. Like if you run like an online e-commerce or an online boutique type store, you have people that place orders, right? You want to fulfill those orders and you don't want to have anybody interact with that. So you can automate the fulfillment of those orders. You can automate the email to that customer saying, hey, we've got this order, we're processing it. Once it's getting ready to be sent, you can automate the fact that it's been sent and say, hey, it's on its way. Here's your FedEx number. Here's your, your download, or it's in your email type of thing. You can send them follow-up emails automatically through that process. Some of the other things you can have the automation do your emails. Go through your emails and pull out the important emails and section off all the other ones that are, you know, the Best Buy subscription, you know, Best Buy sale this weekend, Pottery Barn sale this weekend, whatever, right? You don't need to look at those. You just got into those because you went and you bought a laptop for your employee at Best Buy, and now they're sending you all these emails. You don't need to pay attention, right? So those can be sectioned off or even deleted, and you can just see what's purposeful. The cool thing about AI, you can even have it respond to certain emails now. So if you get an email in that's from your sales at whatevercompany.com, then you can have it automatically reply to that saying, hey, we got your inquiry. We're connecting you with a salesman. They'll be calling you shortly. You know, something to keep them engaged. You always want your customers or potential customers to be engaged. So you can do chatbots, financial accounting. There's tons of things that you can automate that you may not have even thought of, you know?
So Phil, like automation is the big buzzword. What are you seeing like what's the biggest struggle that like someone that is not a believer in automation What's the biggest struggle? Like, hey, I don't think I can do that, or I don't think I could take that off my plate. What would you suggest, like, for them to like start? Like, if they were just going to start, I like what you said about the emails going out, like the email, e-commerce, like all of that stuff. What would you suggest that they do first?
Just take something small. I mean, you know, the first, it kind of gets into like the second chapter, you know, and the first thing that you have to do, of course, is you have to assess your needs. You have to go through and understand, obviously you understand your company the best, but you have to go through your processes, your procedures within your company and say, okay, what can actually be automated? What do we need to automate here? You look at the different things that I talk about, and then you start with those. You just make a list on a whiteboard, get your employees involved, ask them what they feel that they do repetitively every day, and then you start with the one that you're most comfortable automating, right? If you're most comfortable automating the emails, then start with that. If you don't have follow-up sequences for your prospective clients and your current customers, automate that. Create a follow-up email sequence that you send out to people who have gone into your shopping cart and abandoned it and never bought anything. You know, send something out to customers who just purchased their first item from you and may want something else. Provide them with value. Give them tips of the trade on whatever they just bought, most effective ways to use them. And all of this can be automated through email campaigns and different sequences that you send out over the course of 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 weeks, depending on the frequency that you think your customers will engage the best with. I mean, that's what I would suggest, is just take a list, take that list of things that you believe can be automated and pick the one that seems the easiest for you to start on today. And the one that you're not afraid of. I mean, I know that some people are afraid of putting too much technology into their business. Maybe they're used to doing things manual all the time. You know, I will say, don't be a control freak. Sometimes you have to release the control and let the system do it for you, right? So trust the process, implement it, and do that simple step first with something simple. Just email something. You may have automations that you don't even realize are already in place. So, you know, you didn't fear those. If you use software, I'm willing to bet that something's automated. Right. Unless you write everything down on a piece of paper and take all your orders on a piece of paper and pick up the phone call and prospect through the phone book, you're using some kind of automation already.
Yeah. And sometimes you, like in chapter two, you're going to see almost like an audit on what can be automated. So make sure you listen to the next. And that's a perfect segue for the next episode. So the next episode, we are going to be talking about chapter two, you know, assessing your needs. So a lot of people, they don't even know, or you don't even think about, these simple tasks can be automated. These simple tasks can be done, you know, automatically. And, you know, just like in physical fitness, just like in health, just like in anything, if you continually do something over and over and over again, it gets monotonous. And one of the books that I read by Dan Martell called Buy Your Time Back, he always says, you know, 80% done by somebody else is 100% awesome. I'll say it again, 80% done by somebody else is 100% awesome. You basically take those tasks off your plate, but they still get done. And we're going to go into some things, like there's a couple of frameworks that Dan really, really uses, and we'll talk about them later, but one's called the 1-3-1, and then one's called the 10-80-10. And we'll talk about those in the next couple of episodes. But if you haven't read the book, on top of Phil's book, I would highly suggest Buy Your Time Back by Dan Martell. So that being said, be ready for the next chapter, the next episode, because we're going to go over chapter two in this book. And like I said at the beginning of this, if you want to download the book, we were actually going to put the link to the download inside the show notes. But Phil, do me a favor. Can you just tell me what the link to the download is? So that way, if they're listening right now, they can run over and get that book right now.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, you can go to automate.bluepit. That's BLUPITT.com. Automate.bluepit.com. And that'll bring you to a landing page. You just enter your email, hit get started or get the book, and you'll have it on the next page. You can download it and read through it. It's a short book. Simple read. I think you really enjoy it.
You will really enjoy it. And like I said, all of that's automated. Phil is not actually messing around with that. Literally, you'll get it right away. And that's one of the cool things about automation. He'll know that you did it, but he won't have to deliver anything on the back end. So that being said, make sure you get the book, download the book, take a look at Dan Martell's book, and we will see you on the next episode of Burnt Phone Marketing Radio.
Imagine an exclusive one-day assessment tailored to transform your company into an automation powerhouse. It's not just any ordinary assessment. It's a game-changing blueprint that will propel your business toward 100% automation. Our exclusive assessment will uncover the path to unparalleled automation. Say goodbye to mundane tasks and unlock new levels of efficiency and growth. Don't miss this opportunity to revolutionize your company. Book a call now to secure your spot for an assessment. Let's code your dreams into tomorrow's reality and begin this transformative journey today.